Kim Conant is executive director of the Council for the Prevention of Child Abuse and Neglect. After about 2 years, I finally got it right. How are you doing, Kim?
I'm doing wonderful. I can actually answer the phone now and say that and not trip over my tongue.
So what's going on?
Well, CPCAN, I'm going to shorten it to the acronym, has come out with parenting tips, and we're going to do that once a month, the beginning of each month, different parenting tips for parents and families in the Jackson community, just to give, you know, reinforcement, a little bit of knowledge, and it's going to be 12 of them for the whole year. We're starting in December, and our first one is about so-called naughty behaviors, but they're normal in children.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Things like, you know, they can waste time dawdling, or they don't ask for things, they just take, or they wiggle a lot, or they have temper tantrums, they don't pay attention.
Yeah, that's normal.
They may have toileting accidents, or make messes, or they wander. These things can be handled not with discipline, but with positive interaction with their parents and their families, sometimes by observing.
Some 70-year-olds have toilet accidents. Come on.
Not there yet. So, but yes, it's true. But if your child throws a toy or something, it's not really a disciplinary action required for that, but just pick the toy up, give the toy back to the child, and say, now hand it to me. Right. You know, just little reinforcements. And they're not anything out of the ordinary. So if your child does do these things, don't think that you're the only one going through this and you're the only one that's ever experienced, because it's very normal. And your child isn't naughty. Maybe they're testing their boundaries. And of course, it's up to the parent to set the boundaries. But it's more just things that need interaction with their parents and learning situations and observing how things are done. But just take it, you know, in stride, parents, because this is nothing new.
Keep your cool.
Keep your cool. Yes, definitely. You want to keep your cool.
Do you have any fundraisers coming up, Kim?
Right now we are. Thank you for saying about that. Our matched giving campaign has just started.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give anything to CPCAN before January 3rd, it will be matched. So we're excited about that.
Wow.
We're excited about that. We have that every holiday season at Christmas time. So if you give a gift to CPCAN starting, well, today, it would be great. Give me a call, or you can send it to our office, which is at 606 Greenwood Place, Jackson, 49203. Mm-hmm. Or you can call me at 782-4239. 788-4239.
788-4239.
Correct.
The Kim Conant hotline to donate.
And if you donate to CPCAN, you're going to assist us in being a light in the darkness so that we can together prevent child abuse and neglect in Jackson County.
Are we winning the battle?
COVID has made it rough.
Yeah.
Because accurate numbers don't come in, because especially during the lockdown, children weren't being observed.
Right.
It's not that the numbers weren't low because it wasn't happening. They were low because it wasn't being reported. And it couldn't be reported because children weren't out and about where they could be seen. And that's frustrating, because if numbers go low, boy, that's a good feeling. But in this case, no, it's not a good thing. It means it's going on, but it's not being reported. And of course, during COVID and especially during lockdown, parents were experiencing more stressors, different stressors, some of they'd had in the past, things that they had never experienced. So, you know, now that kids are back in school, it's being reported again and the numbers are going up. But that's a good thing.
Right.
Because it means it can be dealt with.
It's not hidden.
Right. Exactly.
So, Kim, do you work with the schools, the courts? How does that work? How do you find out about these? issues?
Well, we get referrals. We actually go to the different, you know, I've had a meeting with the superintendents for JISD and presented our Stewards of Children program and our ROAR program. And, of course, when school was on lockdown, it was kind of difficult to get into the schools to present this. But for our Nurturing Fathers, we get referrals from MDHHS, Friend of the Court.
Mm-hmm.
And so they send referrals to us for them to take our classes.
Yeah, can you...
Anybody who hears about our program can enroll as well. If they just want to improve their fathering skills or if they want to take a Stewards of Children class and know how to spot if they're in a situation where they're with children a lot,
mm-hmm.
so they can spot a scenario or a situation that may be fertile for sexual abuse, they can take the class. It's a two-hour class. And then they can be certified, but they will be recognized for taking the class and they know what to look for.
So good. If you want to make a donation, this is a good time to do it because it will be matched by...
Correct.
I don't know who's matching it, but thank them.
Right now, our matching ones are True Community, Kendall Electric, and Heather Herndon.
Fantastic.
They are with us every year for this. They've been so supportive, and they love what we do in the community. They support our cause. They support our mission to educate the community to prevent child abuse and neglect. And if you want to be a light in the darkness for a child or children or families in Jackson County, please give me a call and give me some donations and we'll match those and we can be a better place for children and families to live.
Kim, thanks for all the good work you're doing.
Greg, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Take care. Kim Kona, Council for the Prevention of Child Abuse and Neglect.